My name is Notorious VOG, host of an urban morning show in Boston, where weekday mornings, Monday through Friday, I have the privilege of waking up and having urban conversations with Boston's brownest and brightest. Conversations about all things relevant to urban life, politics, entertainment, you name it. I've always prided myself on being heard in that medium and that medium alone as a trusted voice, a reliable voice, an unapologetic like urban voice. However, we're faced with some uncertain time, but also some exciting time. Instead of having to be about the work of electing our first mayor of color, I have to be about the work of counter-programming Boston's big lie that we've already done that. We haven't. Unfortunately, the folks who told Ayanna Pressley that she couldn't win, that black and brown people will not decide who our congresswoman would be, are at it again.
It was reported today that some folks stood on the stage at the Labor Day breakfast yesterday and said the reelection of my opponent is a done deal. Well, fortunately for us, nobody gets to have that said and to make that determination other than the voters of the Massachusetts 7th Congressional District. I believe in the power of us. Thank you so much. Appreciate the platform and just the role that you play every day in making sure that folks are informed and empowered, you know, by that knowledge.
They are at it again, this time telling us they've already chosen our mayor. I don't think that should happen. That's not going to happen. Black and brown Boston will decide. After 200 years, I think we've earned the right. It will not be the actions of Joe Biden and Marty Walsh to decide who the first mayor of color is in this city. It will be the people. People of Boston. Majority minority people of Boston. I'm announcing that I'm launching a new podcast to counter that big lie. Set the record straight and give you the truth. We've done it before. Notorious in the morning.
Hi. The comments you were making this morning about the reason for Markey to stay in office opposed to Kennedy.
Right.
I've already spoke to two co-workers this morning. They didn't know the reasons why with Markey opposed to Kennedy. And to me, those are prime reasons that you mentioned. Is there any way you can rebroadcast this tomorrow so that I can make sure they listen? I can talk to them about it, yes. But I think the way you presented it and stated the reasons why, on point, they could understand.
For a long time, we haven't had candidates who were able to hold a seat like district attorney in the form of Rachel Rollins or an Ayanna Pressley as a U.S. representative. Those are the type of candidates that would run for a U.S. Senate seat.
Yeah.
If we vote for Joe Kennedy now, that door is locked to them forever.
Absolutely right. So I do appreciate you. I appreciate you so much for getting it out there and stating it so that they can understand.
And we're doing it again. It's the VOG podcast by hook or by crook. Pretty simple. I look forward to doing something different, and I hope you join me.